Hi guys, what is up? Welcome back. Or should I just say welcome to Applesauce Penguin Podcast, because I've not been here in such a while to welcome you back. To the six people who were my regular audience, I don't think there's any point in me apologizing to you, because it's been a year. It's been more than a year since I've put out an episode, which does not mean I did not record. In the past year, I've recorded multiple times. I've recorded with friends. I've recorded episodes here and there, but they never felt good enough, to be published. So I didn't. I was watching the second season of Only Murders in the Building, which if you haven't seen, please do, because it's a crazy suspense, thriller, comedy show. I don't know how to put it in one sentence, but I finally finished it, which is insane, by the way. I love that show so much, because I've honestly been one of the first fans of the show. I mean, I remember when the first BTS from the first season was leaked. I've been following it since that time. But yeah, anyway, I finished the second season, and that day, like before I watched the show, I was thinking that I will record an episode, and I did. The previous night I recorded an episode, and I thought I will publish it at the same time, but then I don't know, the procrastinator in me took the front seat. Oh, also, by the way, I learned how to drive, which is insane to me. But yeah, anyway, so that episode was about to come out, and then the next day I was watching the show Only Murders in the Building, and in the show, one of the characters, who's an annoying prick, he says to one of the other main characters, he says that the problem with our generation, or like he said that, the problem with your generation, basically with our generation, is that we were raised by parents who told us that we could be anybody we wanted, or we could be anything we wanted to be, which is not the truth. We were raised by the idea that anything we said mattered, or there were people out there listening to what we had to say, and that our opinions mattered, but they don't. And I was slightly offended, because I was like, bro, come on. Because I grew up with the idea, I was a very One Tree Hill watching person, who was like, your art matters, or whatever you do, big or small, matters in the grand scheme of things, and always cherish your work, however small it is, however personal it is. So I was personally offended, and that sort of, weirdly enough, that inspired me, because I was like, I had this idea in my head that I can only put out an episode because it is good enough, or when it is good enough. But after I watched it, I was like, bro, literally nobody gives a shit about what I have to say. Because out of the six people who listen to me, five are my friends, and one is a stranger who somehow stumbled across the episode, and now they're stuck listening to it. Which is sort of nice, like the idea that if they started listening, they wouldn't stop. Yeah, I like to think about that. But yeah, anyway, coming back to me ghosting y'all for a year, it's been a crazy, crazy, crazy year. And when I say it's been a crazy into 3 year, it's been crazy because, I graduated from school on the eve of my 18th birthday. I was painted blue and I acted in front of like 300 people. I made new friends. I lost a lot of friends. I sort of finished finished with the first phase of my life. It's been absolutely batshit crazy, and it's been wonderful, and it's been totally overwhelming. But it's so crazy to think that it's been a year since the last episode, and so much, literally everything in my life has changed. I'm friends with people now who are either from like 6 years ago, or people I met a year ago, and they've occupied such an important place in my heart. There are a lot of people who are very close to me, who are not as close now because of other people and because of time and it's kind of nice, you know, the idea to blame the way people act or the way you act in a situation or the way your relationship changes with a person. It's very comfortable to blame it on time because I don't want to blame it on the other person. You don't think it is your fault. And there are only two people involved. So who do you blame it on, you know? So that is very interesting to me. And I like that. I like the idea of, you know, not pointing fingers, just, yeah, so that's that. I made a lot of new friends, which I did not think I had it in me. I did not think there was still that part of me left that could make new friends, but I did. I made a lot of new friends. It was nice. I came in contact with a lot of testosterone this year, which is not the way it sounds. And so I came up with this theory about boys that out of all the boys that we know, or everybody knows, 95% of them are trash, okay? Which is not their fault. It is like creatures with testosterone are just trash. It's absolutely not their fault. The remaining 5% are decent and are a rare species. They're like the dodo bird, you know. So the 5% of boys, the boys that can be called the good ones, quote unquote. And by decent, I don't mean mental decency. I don't want to define what in my head is a good boy, because you just know if he's a keeper in your dictionary, he's a good boy. Yeah, so that's my theory on boys. My theory on girls also changed. Oh, also, I forgot to mention this because it's been a year, but in case any of y'all forgot, I hate people, like all people in general. I have, like, yes, there is a general hatred in my body, in my soul, in my mind, in my aura and my existence, wherein I hate people, everybody. I hate everybody. Basically, 99% people are people I have extreme hatred for, because people suck. The 1% people are my friends and my family, and even people in my family, these people who are part of the 1% are the people who have chosen in my family, not just by virtue of our blood, but, like, you know, just because of the people that they are. So, also, oh my god, so I forgot to tell you this incident. I was talking to somebody about this today and I was reminded of this incident. I went to an inter-school competition and I won, which is not the reason I'm telling you about this. This was almost a year ago, yeah. It was October of last year. But, yeah, I'm kidding. I was treated very poorly by girls. I was physically objectified by boys who were looking at me while I walked down the corridor, which is just a very testosterone-y thing to do, which is fine. I don't blame them for it. Again, they were like part of the 95. But I was treated very poorly by girls. It honestly felt like I walked into Mean Girls Part 3, a washroom version of Mean Girls. And I was really hurt that day because, you know, I in my head, I always thought that girls support girls and, you know, if you're a girl, you're supposed to help another girl. And that did not happen with me. And that broke my heart because I was like, well, this is out of syllabus. I did not know, you know, when I was asking for help from other girls because I had to put on a wig. I had to put on a blonde wig. And I had never touched a wig in my life. And I was in the girls' loo. And so I asked a girl to hold my wig. And these girls looked at me and they were like, excuse me? And they left the loo. But there was this one girl who stood there. She held my wig for like 1 minute. And then again her Regina George kicked in. And she was like, well, I have to go. And she left. And I was stranded alone. Which was very, very sad, and I don't like to think about it. But girls have disappointed me a lot in the last year. Actually, when I think about it, literally everybody has disappointed me in the last year, so I've stopped, like, I don't have expectations when it comes to anybody in my life at this point, which sounds extremely sad, but it's helpful, and it is healthy, and it is better than it sounds. I got back with this friend of mine, who was a childhood friend, and I had stopped talking to them, because of things. But we sorted it out, and then we became closer than ever in 12th grade. And then we became, like, we collectively became friends with other people. And then I get to know that they're spreading rumors about me, and they're talking shit about me behind my back with our mutual friends. And that felt kind of shit. Not well, that felt terrible. I was horrified. I had this moment in my farewell, like, we were at the after party and I was dancing around with people, and so my best friend, my supposed best friend, was not there because I don't know where she was, honestly, but she was not there, and I was waiting for her to show up, and we did not talk at school also because of this previous friend. The friend that I'd gotten back together with, she created a rift between me and my best friend. So we did not talk for a very long time. Sadly, we don't even have a single photo from the farewell, which is so sad when I think about it, but it's fine. So she was not there. So I was not particularly dancing with her. I was not dancing with these other three friends of mine who I was waiting, but they were late because they're always late. So, I did not have a so-called friend group, you know, to dance with. So, I was dancing with everybody. And then there was this very main character, Perks of Being a Wallflower moment that happened. And I'm one of the biggest extroverts. I was one of the biggest extroverts in school. Yeah, I was friends with everybody. And this moment, you know, the lights are going on and off, and I'm dancing. I don't remember the song. And in that moment, I look around, and there are people dancing around me in groups, but I'm right there in the center, dancing alone. And everything honestly feels that everything is moving in slow motion. And I look around, and I, you know, this wave of sadness hits me because I feel so alone, because I was like, bro, you're dancing alone. But then I look around all of these faces, everybody is looking at me and smiling, and that is the moment. I feel like if I had to put or define it as a moment, it would be that moment when I realized that all this while, my entire life, the validation that I'd been seeking, or, you know, what I'd been running away from, the loneliness that I'd been running away from, a lot of loneliness per se, but, you know, the idea of being alone, I had been running away from that, you know. And in that moment, I realized that even before I could know it, I was alone. And it felt amazing because I was literally dancing. And it did not feel bad because all of these people around me were my friends. And I felt so liberated in that moment that I fell down to my knees and I started dancing because the song changed. And there was this other song and I started dancing on my knees. But yeah, so that was fun. That was like... very coming of age main character for me. But yeah, I know I digressed from the topic and I've also forgotten what the topic was. But anyway, for what I've been up to, I graduated from school. I got a decent percentage. I'm an adult now. Can you believe it? I'm like 18 and a half. I'm about to like turn 19. I'm closer to 19 than I am to having turned 18, which sucks. Because I know I'll turn 18 and I won't be on fire. Yeah, I've applied to colleges, I'm waiting for the results, so the only thing y'all can do for me, and I can do, and anything can do here, is pray for me. Also, interestingly enough, I have become an extremely spiritual person. I mean, I've always been religious, but now I've become very faithful. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But also, I've decided to be like, to stop bullshitting around and be true to myself. Yeah. I'll see what I'm going to do about that. But yeah, it's going to be fun. So if I stop being pretentious and I am true to myself, we're gonna have a lot more fun content coming. But if I end up procrastinating, I think I'll see you next year. But yeah, guys, take care of yourself, and I miss this. I miss y'all, and I hope y'all come back and miss me also. I don't know, just have fun, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Bye.